This ROFM podcast was brought to you with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Hello everyone, welcome to My Wavelength, episode 102. 102, 103, I'm not too sure. Welcome to My Wavelength.
Yeah, boy.
Needless to say, odds and ends, but I mean stumbling away. Slowly learning that life is okay. Say after me, life's no better to be safe than sorry.
Welcome to My G'day, g'day, welcome to My Wavelength. You're here with Liam Blathwaite, showcase and artist you may or may not have heard of. Welcome to episode 103. I did stutter there at the start, saying it was 102, but no, it's 103. And we have a guest. It is my best friend, Olivia. Say hello, Olivia.
Hi everyone.
Yay. So she's picked the playlist today, so it's going to be a wonderful episode, and we do love it around here. So I have a few questions. It's going to be a little bit different than the usual, but we have our questions somewhere. Oh God. Okay, so I have a few questions just to ask you before we start with the music. So what made you choose these five songs for this playlist over others?
To be honest, it was a really, really hard decision to make. I love music so much, and I listen to so many different genres, so I was like, I don't even know where to start with this. But basically, I just picked like what I've been listening to a lot lately, on repeat.
Yeah. That is basically what I do all the time, eh? You just can't stop listening to certain songs at certain times, and it's really interesting when you get your thing, when you get your, like, your Spotify Wrapped. It's always amazing when you see that, and it's like, well, look at all that I've listened to over the course of the year. It's like they're all so different, and they're all so amazing in their own right, and you can remember back to, oh, back in January I listened to this and it was so great. But we have one song here. It is Changed by Flume. So this song, why is this song special to you?
Someone I'm very close with showed it to me, and I really liked Flume anyway. I didn't really listen to their music a lot, but like I had select songs that I would play every now and then that I still loved, and then they showed it to me and I was like, that song is a vibe, and then pretty much just listened to it like three times in a row.
Yeah. That's amazing, eh? Like, we just cannot believe how easy it is for humans to just switch on and think and just have that song as the song for weeks and months or maybe even years. I must say I've done that quite a lot with some of my artists too. But let's kick off straight into the music. We'll come back for you in a couple of minutes, but we will have Change by Flume.
the show where we play everything all year round.
Yes, we do. We do play this all year round, and maybe not Christmas songs, but we play a lot of things all year round. And that was Change by Flume. We now have another question for wonderful Olivia. What music did you grow up with, and is it any different to the music you listen to now, e.g. kind of like genre swaps, like from what you started listening to, like what your parents installed in you? Do you think that's kind of changed more, like over the course of how many years?
100%. I used to have such, I don't know how to explain it, but growing up, I really loved like Katy Perry, Selena Gomez, Taylor Swift, Demi Lovato, like all those kind of girly pop styles. My music taste has changed a lot. Yes, I still jam some of my old, you know, childhood bangers, but I definitely listen to more variety now, especially like things like D&B, R&B.
Yeah.
What else? Yeah. Can't think of anything suddenly.
Stuff like that, drum and bass, things like that. It may evolve. You don't know.
Early 2000s is definitely like my favorite genre, though.
Yeah, early 2000s. I agree with that. It is amazing. And that leads me on to my next question. Do you think your music taste may change in your later life? Maybe you want to try branching out into even more genres you may or may not have heard of.
Potentially. I do quite enjoy my music taste now, how it is. Maybe I'm biased, but
I think we all are a bit.
I'm always being shown new recommendations from lots of people. I mean, just this year I've found heaps of new songs I had never even heard of. People have shown them to me, and now they're like, you know, in my like songs. Sorry, could you repeat the question?
Do you think your music taste may change in your later life?
Yes, probably. Yeah. I do like my taste now, but I can... I mean, people are always changing and evolving,
so
I won't say no.
Yeah, because, I guess it means more like your taste will evolve. It's not like you'll just stay stuck in one thing, you know, like how you said you went from 2000s music and now you're evolving into newer music, because, that's kind of what we do, really, isn't it? Is just evolve into different music, and we still love those old favourites, but you've got the rest of this new stuff. And plus, in the modern age, there's a whole lot more artists you can see now with Spotify or Deezer or Apple Music, and it's a lot better reach than what people had in, back in the day.
Way easier access to all music.
So let's move on to our next song. It is Die With A Smile by Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars. Now, so what do you think is unique about your song choices? I'm just going to throw that in there. What do you think is unique about your song choices today?
To be honest, I don't think they're very unique at all. But I feel like they are songs that I have listened to quite a bit lately. I've been dealing with some stuff in my personal life, and I feel like especially this song has gotten me through a lot of shit lately.
Okay, let's start off with let's play Die With A Smile by Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars. Let's hit it.
Goodbye, and I don't know what it all means, but since I survived, I realized wherever you go, that's where I'll follow. Nobody's promised tomorrow.
Party was over. The show that makes people wonder what's next.
Yep, that is true. We do wonder what is next, and what is next? It is La 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 by Naughty Boy and Sam Smith. Now, Olivia, what do you think about these two artists? What do you like about these two artists, Sam Smith and Naughty Boy? What do you think? What do you like about them?
In particular, I haven't really thought about the artists, like, separate from the song. I just really like the song, and I've loved it since I was quite little. I remember seeing it on, what was it, Vivo TV, when that was a thing. And, like, my granddad yelling at me to turn it off. I feel like Sam Smith, like, I used to like a lot of his songs. I still jam a lot of his old music.
Yeah.
But I just feel like he's adapted a lot as a artist. Not necessarily in a good or bad way, but he's not really my cup of tea anymore.
Yeah.
And I don't really know a lot about Naughty Boy, to be honest.
Yeah, neither do I. I mean, I know Sam Smith quite well. I do, as you said, I do listen to quite a lot of his older stuff. And I actually do like the song. I think I actually have the CD at home where I have this song on here. And I very much fancy this song. And I do like seeing how Sam Smith has kind of evolved. I love how we're talking about evolving all the time. And that he has evolved into a better or a more interesting artist to listen to. So, let's move on to another question. So, what song or songs do you think is your sentimental song? E.g., songs that you or your family have an emotional attachment to.
Oh, that's so hard for me because I have so many songs that I have poured my heart out to cried my eyes out.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I think of sentimental music, I definitely think of, like, sad vibes.
Mm. Yeah.
I don't know. I've really always loved Stay by Rihanna.
Yeah.
Or, like, if I want something a bit more upbeat but still, you know, like, you can feel the emotion coming out of the song. Yeah. I will listen to Love the Way You Lie by Rihanna and Eminem or The Monster by Rihanna and Eminem.
Yeah. I see a theme going on here.
Yes, a pattern.
I guess my sentimental song, especially for my family, would have to be Other Side by Breaks Co-op, a song from 2005 when I was born. And the story goes is that this song would play in the hospital quite a lot when me and my brother were being born. And the day after my brother sadly passed away, 5 days after birth, Mum was in the elevator and this song played. And it almost seemed like it was one of those moments where it was like the song is meant for me and my brother. And my mum doesn't let go of that song because that song is a cornerstone of her life, really. Losing one of her children is probably one of the saddest things she ever had to go through. And, of course, it affected me quite a lot. But other than that, that is my sentimental song because my whole family have this attachment to this song because of that moment. And, yeah.
I just want to add, too, that one of the songs on the list that's upcoming is definitely one of my sentimental songs. It came out around the same time when my cat had to be put down, and I had my cat for 15 years, so we basically grew up together, and it was actually really hard for me to go through. I still think of her pretty much every single day, and yeah, that song has just, I don't know, the lyrics really hit me in that one, but I love it. It, like, instantly cheers me up, even though it makes me sad at the same time.
Do you know what the song is?
Birds of a Feather by Billie Eilish.
Oh, okay, so the one we're going to play in a little bit. So that'll be interesting to hear. And I would actually like to, like, feel the emotion that comes out of that song so I can kind of relate to you a little bit more. So let's go to the song that we are going to play next. It is La 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 by Naughty Boy and Sam Smith. So, here we go. Lovely.
From Dabble to Carlos Santana, from the 70s all the way up to now.
Yes, from the 70s all the way up to now, we have something that is definitely not from the 70s next, but that was La 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 by Naughty Boy and Sam Smith. We now have Take You Higher by Wilkinson coming in a short minute, but right now we have a question for lovely Olivia. What is a song you think you would be... What is a song you think would be your theme tune? So, when you walk into the room, what do you think you would want them to play when you walk in? Kind of like a WWE type vibe, sort of type thing. That's really what I was going with that question. But what do you think would be your theme tune?
I honestly have no clue for this one. Millions and millions of songs spring to my mind, but it's so hard to like put my finger on one. I don't know. I'm like, for some reason, the first thing I thought of was Life is a Highway by Rascal Flatts. Not sure why, because it doesn't really make sense at all, but
yeah.
I just really like that song.
And life is a highway.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's up and down, hey. And around.
Hey.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that's my answer.
Mm. So, these song choices, I love these song choices, eh? They are so good. Looking over this little playlist that we've got for this episode, it's actually quite amazing. I love this playlist, and I don't think I would be able to pick a better playlist. Like, I really don't think there is something in my Wavelengths playlist which you can find on Spotify called My Wavelengths Big Collection. I really don't think there's songs like what you have provided today. So I really like that you've gone with something that I don't think I've really touched on. Well, I think I may have touched on it a couple of times, but nothing like this. And I always like to say that we will never play the same songs, in the same order at least, ever again. So they'll always be different. They may be the same songs, but they won't be in the same episode. So that is cool. So can we just go back a second and just say, and I just want to ask you, like, what did you grow up with? What did your parents instill within you with their music taste? What did they like? I know that may sound a bit hard for some people, but yeah, I can totally see how it may be hard for you to answer this question, but what did your parents instill within you? What did they like, and what did they put forward to you?
Well, I had probably the similar kind of music growing up to a lot of kids. Well, sorry, adults my age,
yeah,
that were growing up back then.
Yeah.
I feel like because my mum was going through a divorce with my dad at, like, I think I was about 4. She liked a lot of Pink and, like, I don't know, she's always been like a rock kind of vibe chick.
Yeah, yeah.
And both my dad and stepdad are the same. Different kind of music, but same genre.
Mm.
I remember growing up with AC/DC, Red Hot Chili Peppers, can't think of anyone else, Sublime.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Just like a bunch of different rock kind of vibe. Music.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I must say, like, I must admit, like, your parents instill within you certain genres, and you always, maybe not as well as me, but there would always be those times where you would kind of go back to them, because they would be almost your childhood songs that maybe you didn't pick out, but they may be your favourites from what your parents picked out for you. But I must say, I grew up with Garth Brooks, the Eagles, the Rolling Stones, B.B. King, a lot of different artists. And then when I got into later life, I mean, I had the radio, but you could only hear those songs on the radio. And I mean, we had CDs, but we only really bought what we thought was cool, which was a lot of the same stuff that I was instilled with. So we didn't have very much variation until I came along with my technology, like my phone and my computer, and I showed my parents, oh, there's these cool artists, and it opens them up to a whole new world, like some New Zealand artists like Muroki, like my parents love Muroki, the Butlers, they love that, they love a lot of artists, and that's because I've opened them up to those artists, because I bet if you let them just have free reign on music, they would just stick to their old favourites, and they need someone to change that. So,
yep.
And I think I've done it. And yeah. So let's move on to the next song. It is "Take You Higher" by Wilkinson. And what do you like about this song, Olivia?
It makes me feel energised. Like, a lot of the time when I'm driving places and I'm really, really tired, I put it on and I feel more awake.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I don't know, it's just really vibey and motivating.
Yeah.
Like, it just motivates me.
Yeah, it's almost like you're taking 10 coffees at once. That's how good these songs are. Yes. So, here it is. Take You Higher by Wilkinson.
Music array so vast you'll never hear those 10 songs together again.
Yes, all right, that is correct. And we have one more song to play today. It is Birds of a Feather by Billie Eilish. We were just talking about it before, so it actually sounds like a very good song. It is a sentimental song of Olivia's, so I'm very interested to hear what it is like. So I'm going to ask you one more question. So have you liked being on the show? Do you think it's a good thing?
I think it's a great idea.
Do you think I should do more of this?
Yes, 100%.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just pick a better guest because I'm awkward.
Oh, hopefully we've got some more guests coming soon, and hopefully I'll get better at this, doing it with someone else, because I'm always used to doing it by myself, and having 10 songs, and just bashing through them all. But now I have to ask questions. I might need some more questions, because I've run out of questions, guys. But I will think of some, and I will write them down. And I'm hoping people will give some a bit more diverse answers. So, let us play our final song, Birds of a Feather by Billie Eilish. That was Birds of a Feather by Billie Eilish, and that was a wonderful playlist, Olivia. I thank you for coming in today and being my very first guest on the show, on the new show of My Wavelength. And I will, I thank you, because this has opened me up to another world of listening, and it's showing your wavelength. And that's what I really wanted to do, was to, instead of showing my wavelength like I have been the last 102 episodes, and I thought I'd get some guests on and let them show them and their wavelength. And, well, I think it's worked splendidly. Did you want to say anything more?
I just want to say thank you for having me on your show.
All good.
And sorry I'm not super interesting to
That's
talk to.
That's fine. That is okay.
But yeah, I'm glad that you've branched out and you are trying to get this project off the ground and up and running.
Yeah.
Because I think it is a really wonderful idea and you can do great things with it.
Thank you. Thank you. And, well, that is it for the show. I will see you guys next time. Feedback is always wanted. Feedback is always appreciated. And I'll see you guys next time. Bye-bye.